96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've all done it at least once or twice or maybe more. You get a hacking, irritating cough, a little chest congestion, or that painful nasal congestion. You call your doctor and ask the doctor for a Z-Pak, you know, that five-day antibiotic to knock out your problem. But is that the right thing to do? Well, tonight we're talking about antibiotics. What are they? How do they work? And has the opinion about them from the medical community changed? Well, this is Medical Monday, and we're talking about it tonight. My guest is Dr. Saumil Doshi, Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Division of Infectious Diseases and Chair of the Infection Control Committee at Howard University Hospital. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. We're talking about this issue tonight on this Medical Monday. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Doshi, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's talk about a working definition for antibiotics. What are they?
So antibiotics are one of the greatest healthcare advances that we've had. They're drugs that help fight infections. But most importantly, most antibiotics only work against bacterial infections. And what a lot of people don't know is that a lot of different things can cause infections. There's many kinds of germs. And in fact, a lot of the infections that we commonly get, such as the common cold, a sinusitis, or ear infections, can be caused by viruses and not necessarily bacteria. And the viruses are germs that the antibiotics don't work against.
So why would you give someone an antibiotic?
So you want to give somebody an antibiotic when they actually have an infection that's caused by bacteria. And in that situation, the antibiotic can help cure the infection and, in fact, have saved countless numbers of lives over the past 80 years or so.
What kind of antibiotics are there? Because there are so many. I mentioned, for example, the Z-Pak. What is a Z-Pak?
So Z-Pak is one of the corporate names for a commonly prescribed antibiotic in the outpatient setting called azithromycin. But there's many different types of antibiotics. The first one, of course, that was discovered is penicillin. Penicillin has many cousins. Some people might have heard of amoxicillin or Augmentin. Cephalexin, which is also called Keflex. And then there's some antibiotics that we tend to give more in the hospitals that are given through an intravenous route directly into the bloodstream.
Why would you give someone an intravenous antibiotic?
So if somebody is hospitalized and they're not able to take oral medications, or there are some infections that are just so severe that we need to get the antibiotics in as quickly as possible.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about antibiotics on this Medical Monday. Let's talk to Omar. Omar calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Omar. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I just have two questions for the doctor. The first one, isn't there, I heard somewhere that's supposed to be next generation antibiotic that's supposed to be coming out. And the second question, if you continue to use antibiotic, doesn't your body get used to them and then they will not be effective anymore?
So those are excellent questions, and I think the two questions are actually related. So that's one of the things that we're worried about, is the overuse and inappropriate use of antibiotics, and that's led to infections becoming resistant to treatment. Antibiotics are a little different than any other medications that we have in that the more that we use them, the bacteria almost learn how to become resistant to them. In fact, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, each year in the United States, at least 2 million people become infected with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. At least 23,000 people die as a direct result of these infections. Now, one of the ways that we can do this is to reduce our inappropriate use of antibiotics and save them for when we actually need them. Of course, development of new antibiotics is another goal of ours, but that takes time, energy and a lot of resources. Until then, we have the antibiotics that we have, and we need to make sure that they still continue to work.
Do we know what stage are we at in terms of the next generation? Because I use them a lot. I have shingles, so I use them a lot, antibiotics. So sometimes my doctor tell me use them for a certain period of time, and then sometimes I don't use them. So is there any because he always said the next generation is coming up. So what stage are we at right now?
So, you know, there's different research that's going on, and there's different antibiotics that are coming out. But you brought up a great point. I think one of the most important things is to take the antibiotics, if you are prescribed them, the way that your healthcare provider has prescribed them to you. You know, a lot of times what I hear is patients saying, oh, you know, I had a cough or some congestion, and I borrowed antibiotics from a friend or a relative. And one, if you have an infection that's caused by a virus, the antibiotics aren't necessarily going to work. But more importantly, all drugs, including antibiotics, can have some side effects, and you are putting yourself at risk for those side effects. And then, even more importantly, later on down the line, if you get an infection where you do need the antibiotics, they might not work anymore. And you might not have time at that point to wait for these new drugs that are coming out.
Omar, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about antibiotics on this Medical Monday. What is the appropriate use of them? What are they for? And in my next question, who is responsible for their overuse? Because antibiotics are prescribed, even though, as you just suggested, some people may borrow them because they are so familiar with how they work. But isn't it ultimately the responsibility of the physician as to whether they are used or overused?
Yes, and I think that the answer to this is a lot broader. And basically, there's lots of different people that are responsible for this. And as the medical community, we're starting to learn more about resistance to antibiotics. And I think people are starting to become more aware, not just healthcare providers, but people in the community as well. And this is one of the reasons that this week we have something called Get Smart About Antibiotics Week. It's starting today and it's going on for an entire week. And we're trying to raise awareness of this, both amongst the general public, as well as amongst physicians, nurses, and other healthcare providers.
Now, on that particular note, something that the CDC is really trying to focus about, what do people want, or what does the CDC want people to know about getting smart about the use of antibiotics as opposed to perhaps using some other kind of medication to fix what ails you, as I said earlier?
Yes. So I think one of the most important things is to follow the directions of your healthcare provider. And again, not every single infection is caused by a bacterial infection. And so if your healthcare provider tells you that this might not be a bacterial infection, there are other things that you can do to help make yourself feel better. You can talk to your healthcare provider about that. But for example, if you have a fever, there are medications that you can use to help reduce the fever, such as acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol, or ibuprofen, such as Motrin. And, you know, taking some of those medications can help you feel better. And sometimes the most important thing when you have the common cold is the tincture of thyme. And sometimes these things just take a little bit more time for you to get better. Rest, plenty of fluids.
202-319-7810. If you're currently on antibiotics, if you're taking them, and if you're feeling better or not, I'd like to hear from you and find out what your thoughts are about, you know, your use of antibiotics, specifically what you're taking. Why are there so many kinds of antibiotics? You mentioned, you know, penicillin, but you mentioned erythromycin and in amoxicillin. How do these different medicines differ one from the other? And what do they do? For example, amoxicillin as opposed to, the multisyllabic terms, I'm no doctor here, but, you know, how does amoxicillin differ from azithromycin.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Ooh, wow. It's a tongue twister. What's the difference?
So, you know, there's different viruses, there's many different kinds of bacteria as well. And certain bacteria are going to be able to be killed by different types of antibiotics. We have many different types of infections. And in fact, every day we're learning about new bugs that we didn't know about before because of advanced technology. In 1928, Alexander Fleming actually discovered penicillin. It was the first time that we had an antibiotic to fight off bacterial infections. But even at that time, Alexander Fleming predicted that if we overuse these and use these inappropriately, he noticed that these bacteria can evolve. And what that means is they can change and become resistant to that particular antibiotic. And so what we've done is new antibiotics were developed. We started prescribing those. Those were used inappropriately and overused. Then the bacteria became resistant to them. And what we're finding is that no matter which antibiotics we develop, the bacteria keep catching up. And it's almost like this arms race.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the reason why we have so many different types of antibiotics.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. This is a Medical Monday. We're talking about antibiotics tonight. If you are on the phone, that includes India calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you next. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your phone calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.